Well, ultimately, this is the first budget in many, many years where we have an absolute balanced budget with no fund balance usage to offset operations. We're looking at a flat tax rate, no increase, and it's ultimately a reflection of a lot of the savings that we've had over many years. With a lot of the changes with Act 10, it has given us some flexibility on dollars that we can reallocate. Plan design and health insurance is going to save us roughly $600,000 moving forward. That's a huge component of being able to bring the budget into balance and then be able to continue to move forward with a stable tax rate. Obviously, right now, the citizens need to make sure that municipal services are preserved. We want to make sure that our employment levels are the same here in the city to keep providing those services. But to have a flat tax rate right now, with also, I might add, not a whole lot of new construction. Our new construction gain will be experienced for 2014. We've nearly had a record year, 40 to 50 million of new construction that we'll be looking at that we can reap given the one-year delay in assessments in 2014. So the city is positioned well right now. It's an equitable budget, and it makes sense to the taxpayer.
It sounds like the plan not only keeps the levy stable, but also doesn't do any more cutting of staff and services.
That's exactly correct. The levy, the actual levy itself, stays the same. The tax rate stays the same, and employment levels and service levels stay the same. And that's really the larger victory that we wanted to make sure we accomplished with this budget.
You're looking at changes in the health plan. Roughly, what was it? What will it be?
It's going to be an HSA high deductible plan. We're going to be working that through with the employees. I'm not going to go into any specifics because I want to make sure the employees get a chance to hear about that first. That'll be before the personnel committee for their decision in November and then incorporated into the budget adoption in November as well.
A lot of the discussion here at this committee meeting was Division Street, and there's big changes with big expenses. How is it possible to take care of a large project like that and still stay fairly even on the budget?
I think the important part with any major road project where you're dealing with state or federal dollars is you follow their steps and their recommendations and requirements step by step. You make sure that environmental document is in place first before you move forward with any right-of-way acquisition. I think that's obviously quite critical. In terms of how we will move forward, however, is we've stabilized and structured our debt service to be able to absorb as we go to 2016, 17, 18, and 19. We will split that project up into phases so we can borrow between $3 and $4 million a year for that five-year period of time to take care of the pavement needs. Generally speaking, the Division Street project is going to cost probably between $20 and $30 million total. That includes sidewalk, curb, all of the utilities, sanitary, storm, and water utilities, as well as the pavement. So it's a very large project by our standards, one of the largest we've ever had, as opposed to the Main Street or Clark Street reconstruction projects. Those were very large. This one will be equally, if not greater, given the amount of impact that we have to businesses as well as residents. So it's something we're planning for now. We're making sure that our debt service is going to be structured in a way to be able to handle that. And that's going to be very important for the taxpayers as we get closer to 16, 17, 18.
One of the questions that came out of the committee had to do with inflation, how that may affect your borrowing. Is this a situation where you might be better off to borrow a larger amount in 2013 early next year while the rates are low, or is it something that just doesn't work?
No, and we doubt that we'll be within an inflationary period where we would have interest rates that would go up that far, where we would do something quite that drastic. Ultimately, we know that we can restructure it over longer periods of time, and the tax rate at that point for debt service will be able to stay equal. But I think it's a very valid reflection. There are two very important variables that will affect the tax rate for debt service: the amount of growth that we see over the next five-year period, as well as what those interest rates look like for municipal issues for debt as we get closer to that project.
Another new thing that residents may not be accustomed to is the creation of a stormwater utility and the $59 charge. I guess that's citywide to everybody, right?
Citywide to everyone. Every single family home will be charged $59 for the entire year to cover the stormwater control needs of the city, whether that's swales, storm sewers, or any other detention facility that would be required to come into compliance with state mandates vis-a-vis the Clean Water Act at the federal level. That's the appropriate step that we felt we needed to take.
I know in my neighborhood of Stevens Point, we still have the old cisterns, which I understand are no longer allowed for new construction. What happens to those? Do they get replaced as part of this, or do you maintain them until you have to change them? What's the plan there?
What are known as French drains or dry wells are no longer able to be built. We can maintain them to a degree. We cannot improve them to a point where we're making them larger. So they will exist. They will allow for as much infiltration as possible, but we will not be able to use those as a mechanism infiltration moving forward. They're really defined as direct injection wells currently in the aquifer. Swales, detention facilities that allow for slow infiltration through a lot of sand to get any suspended solids out of it will really be the technique used in the future.
Also, some discussion about putting money into dispatching equipment. Is it safe to say with the budget amount you have in this budget that there's no likelihood of merging with the county dispatch center?
Not necessarily. We have these budget line items there. They are in place to be able to acquire the computer systems that we know we need to be able to keep our dispatch center at an A number one rating. That does not necessarily mean that those dollars couldn't be set aside if the council, through cooperation with the county, decided that that's where we wanted to go. It's not ruled out just yet. It is looking to a point where we would want to keep that within the city, but generally speaking, we're very interested in sitting down with the county and listening to what they have to say.
Is something set up to do exactly that?
Not yet, but we expect that to be set up hopefully within the next week or so.
University adding sworn officers, that impacts police services and the cost here?
It does, as it's part of the equation that's used by the state in determining what municipalities that have large universities in them get in terms of funding from the state. In essence, it's called the public protection charge that the university pays back to municipalities that are here. They need less protection because they have their own officers. So the money that we get from the state, which supposes we will have to respond to police calls on university grounds, goes down. What it does not take into account is the amount of ancillary policing that's needed throughout our neighborhoods and other areas of the city because of a student population being here. So we have to contend with that. We intend to. We know that hopefully in 2014, given our new growth, we'll be able to add an officer or two, and that will go specifically for core patrol as well as forensic officer review.
So at this point, 9.85 is last year's levy and next year's proposed levy. No serious changes in the budget besides the 14.2.
The $14 million is the levy that the city will be levying to the taxpayers, which is level. $9.85 is the tax rate, which is also even moving forward into next year.
Anything you want to add today?
I think that takes care of it.
Mayor Andrew Halverson, thank you.